One thing I know for sure in South Africa is that we certainly have the ability to deliver world-class output and students, as demonstrated by the conversation that we had with Nuno and with Vicky. Whether it be in sciences and programs like MEng Africa or niche animation schools like the Animation School, we can get the trigger fishers. We can get the lead doctors who are early in finding the COVID variant earlier than the rest of the world, and who are able to support the development of vaccines. But there remains a gap between South Africa and the rest of the world, which is critical, and it comes down to critical mass. The difference between a country that is able to, and it's a recent example, which is the only reason I use it repeatedly, the difference between a country that is able to land a rover on Mars and it become a part of the national discourse and the educational discourse, and a country that has one or two scientists or one or two animators that happen to be standouts, comes down to national imperative and the conversations that we're having, and then, of course, how it's translated in terms of the resourcing of that imperative. And I think this is the part that's lacking for me. On both occasions, where I highlighted the ability and the resourcing of STEM or STEM-related subjects with those two guests that we just spoke to between 7 and 8. They spoke both of the enthusiasm that happens to be in South Africa, but not of a pervasive sense of strong teaching excellence and strong teaching resourcefulness when it comes to STEM or any scientific related subjects. And that does to me actually indicate a massive gap. I don't think that we can move forward unless this is something that is a have to have at every single school. And that comes down to not donations, as Vicky was speaking to, donations of computers from corporations from time to time, or science beakers and the like, but it has to actually be an imperative. And we have to dig a little deeper into when the budget comes out at 2 p.m. and every year when it comes out and the education line item is so big, we really need to consider what proportion of that is actually on the resources that go to the schools and what proportion of that is going to the increase in wages for teachers, for example. And I feel very strongly about